Gunther was smiling as if he had just told a joke, and it was an expression he wore when his treacherous mind was working its hardest.
"Orphans Inn," he said,
still insisting on pretending that he could not speak English properly.
"Okay for orphans to be here, please."
Esme looked curiously at Gunther, and then shrugged and gestured to the doorman with a long-nailed hand that everything was okay. The doorman shrugged back at her, and then gave the Baudelaires a strange smile and walked out of the award-winning door.
"We will skip lot number 49, please,"
Gunther continued.
"We will bid on lot number 50, please, and then, please, auction is over."
"But what about all the other items?" someone called.
"Skip 'em,"
Esme said dismissively.
"I've made enough money today."
"I never thought I'd hear Esme say that," Jerome murmured.
"Lot number 50, please,"
Gunther announced, and pushed an enormous cardboard box onto the stage. It was as big as the fish statue, just the right size for storing two small children. The box had VFD printed on it in big black letters, and the Baudelaires saw that some tiny air holes had been poked in the top. The three siblings could picture their friends trapped inside the box and terrified that they were about to be smuggled out of the city.
"VFD, please,"
Gunther said.
"Who bid?"
"I bid 20, Jerome said and winked at the children.
"What in the world is VFD? Mr. Poe asked. Violet knew that she had no time to try to explain everything to Mr. Poe.
"It's a surprise," she said. "Stick around and find out."
50,
said another voice, and the Baudelaires turned to see that this second bid had come from the man in the sunglasses who had asked them to leave.
"That doesn't look like one of Gunther's assistants," Klaus whispered to his sisters. "You never know," Violet replied. "They're hard to spot."
55,
Jerome called out. Esme frowned at him, and then gave the Baudelaires a very mean glare.
100,
the man in sunglasses said.
"Goodness, children," Jerome said. "This is getting very expensive. Are you sure you want this VFD?
"You're buying this for the children," Mr. Poe said.
"Please, Mr. Squalor, don't spoil these youngsters."
"He's not spoiling us,"
Violet said, afraid that Gunther would stop the bidding.
"Please, Jerome, please buy lot number 50 for us. We'll explain everything later."
Jerome sighed.
"Very well," he said. "I guess it's only natural that you want some in things after spending time with Esme. I bid 108.
200,
the man in sunglasses said. The Baudelaires craned their necks to try and get a better look at him, but the man in sunglasses didn't look any more familiar.
204,
Jerome said, and then looked down at the children.
"I won't bid any higher, children. This is getting much too expensive, and bidding is too much like arguing for me to enjoy it."
300,
the man in sunglasses said, and the Baudelaire children looked at one another in horror. What could they do? Their friends were about to slip out of their grasp.
"Please, Jerome,"
Violet said.
"I beg of you, please buy this for us."
Jerome shook his head.
"Some day you'll understand," he said. "It's not worth it to spend money on silly inn things."
Klaus turned to Mr. Poe.
"Mr. Poe," he said, "would you be willing to loan us some money from the bank?"
"To buy a cardboard box?"
Mr. Poe said.
"I should say not. Ocean decorations are one thing, but I don't want you children wasting money on a box of something, no matter what it is."